Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
Belatedly, perhaps, the public is being alerted to the scale of the problem facing this country from hundreds of British jihadists returning from a brutal sectarian conflict in Syria and now Iraq. While many may settle back into a normal life here, the police and the security service are bracing themselves for the likelihood that a small, violent minority will become involved in domestic terrorism. Richard Barrett, who spent years directing counterterrorism, first at MI6, then at the UN, says the authorities here will not be able to keep on top of the problem.
Clearly, they'll have to prioritise and they'll have to choose those that they think are likely to pose the greatest risk. Beyond that, I think they'll have to rely very much on members of the community and other people's expressing their concern and worry about the behaviour of perhaps their returned friend or family member.
Those young British jihadists who have gone out to fight in Syria have often left without telling their parents. Radicalised and indoctrinated by what they see on internet forums, they sometimes disappear only to re-emerge months later in an extremist video, cradling a Kalashnikov in front of a black flag and urging others to join them. The young men from Cardiff who recently appeared in a video from Syria are just such an example.